Ben Simon Lamed Beis, he had just started Sif Mem. So let us start again Sif Mem and continue with the Mishnah Berurah. Eir HaBatim, the leather that the batim are made out of, mitzvah la'asoysoy shochel. So it's a mitzvah that they should be black. Vayin l'kamon simen lamed gimel. Vayin l'el simen lamed gimel. Vayin l'kamon simen lamed gimel. Okay, so that's what we had learned. It should be black, and we had learned yesterday that the lotion of the mechaba would seem that it's a mitzvah to make it black, but if Tony Lechatchila de Kedin, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down that other place can hold that it is ma'akev b'diyevet. That means the ritzuis, everyone agrees that they have to be black. That's Allah l'mayshe mi'sinai. And the shail is if the batim have to be black, so the mechaba seems to hold it's only a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev b'diyevet. And the other place can hold it's ma'akev b'diyevet. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, shochel. It should be black. So now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. V'ha'shachrus, that part we blacken the tefillin, toiv yoyse shiye b'tzeva shochel she'im bay mamish klal. That the tzeva, the coloring, the dye that is we're blackening the tefillin, it should not have any mamoshes. The tefillin yishchoyim rak b'chazusa ba'olme. That means it's only a coloring, and perhaps you put it on a lot of times, so it becomes black, but there's no mamoshes to the coloring. And the reason for this is because if we will have that the shachris is a davar sheyesh by mamish, so then others hold that this is aloche by tefillin. One of the aloches by tefillin is that you need the bias has to be roye es ha'aver, which means, let's say, the size of the bias, you can't have the bias, let's say, if you put gold over it. So you have gold in the tefillin, but it's possible because the bias has to be facing the avir ha'olam. If you put something on top of it, so that is chaitz between the bias and the avir ha'olam. So now the shail is, so how do you blacken it? So therefore, this first daya holds that when you blacken it, it doesn't have any mamushes. There's no be'en. It's not like a thick coating. It is a very thin coating that in all that you have on the bottom is a chazusa ba'alme. That means it becomes black, but there's no mamushes. And the reason is because if there would be a mamushes, so then this would be chaitzis between the bias and the avir ha'ilam, and then it would be posel. That is what the first day holds. Now, on the kolmoke, hamashchirin b'min glantz, if a person blackens the tefillin with something that is a shiny substance, and it's more than a b'en, she abshel l'kolfoy, but l'maise, this glantz, this thing which this shiny covering, you cannot peel it off. You cannot peel it off. That means even though there is a mamoshes to this glanz, but it is so dovok, it's so attached to the bias, that if you want to take it off, you can't peel it off. You just have to, if you rub it, you'll crumble it off. So other poskim hold, ain lahachma b'diyad. So one doesn't have to be machma, because this glanz becomes bottle to the bias. So it's also considered that this is part, it becomes part of the bias. And so we don't have a problem of a chetzitza between the bias and the avir ha'olam, because this becomes part of the bias. ואי במשך כתבנו בסיף ממחס בביר הלוכה בשם הפרימה גודם, שדעתי גם כן דן להחמר בזה. יונת בי מחמר בי דס גלנס, דס גלנס, דס אורדי הממושש תו, דס מודן החזוס הבאומה, but it becomes bottled to the bias because you can't peel it off. Ochein, ma shechitshu soifre zmaneinu, he says, but zmaneinu, the soifrem or machadish, a new type of a paint that covers the batim. Shemashchirin betiche, they make it black with a certain type of a covering, שיכולים לקלוב בשלמס מכל צד מן התפילין, that you could ממש peel off, you could peel off the שחס, it is ממש like a bam, and if you want you can peel it off, here's a picture over here, that you can ממש peel off the שחס, so it's an entity בפני עצמי, if it's so much attached, that you can't peel it off. It became part of the bias. If you want, if you'll rub it, it'll crumble. So then we consider that this is bottled to the bias. But if it's such a thick entity that mamisha can be peeled off from the bias, after you peel it off, it's like you covered it with black paper. Because it's an entity b'fnei atzmai that does not become mechubah to the bayis. Zeh posel, this is zich posel, and fine. Zinani says, look in Simel Lamed Gimel, Sif Dalet Bagom, Vayin Shem Mishne Brure, the Ramah Kozel, Lashitis HaMechaber Hoche, the Ramah Hoche, they're also like the Mechaber, that the whole din shachas, that would the tomb have to be black, רק מצווה דיאלמה, נלווים מה שכסם דבר יסקו פי דלת, that others hold it's מקים בדיה, but יש ליין בו זה. Now, let us go further. חריץ, now, there has to be a חריץ, an indentation, שבין בייס לבייס, that you have to see on the תפילין an indentation. We have four batim, so we need an indentation, three indentations between each bias, so shegiya ad atfar. So we need that these indentations should reach the tfiris of the fight of the tefillin. That means like this. Here he has a picture of tefillin, and the indentations go down till the titura, till the tefira, it goes all the way down. That means you could have these indentations, we'll explain a little better, that don't go all the way down. They go partially down. So he's saying, so the Mechaber is saying, we'll explain this soon. So the Mechaber is saying as follows. Chiritz, the indentation, shebein bayis labayis, tzorich sheyegiya at atfar, it should go all the way down, the whole height of the bayis, till the titura, till the tfira, you should be able to see the indentations, the three indentations which separate the bottom one from the other. V'imloi higia, what if the indentation did not reach the tfire, it went partially in the bayis, k'sheire, v'hu shiye niker acharitz, but al kaponim, you have to be able to see this indentation, they should be able to see that there's four Roshim. Now, let us explain a little, and now we'll appreciate what the Mechaber is saying. Here, he has a picture of Dalet Batim. Here we have Dalet Batim, the four separate Batim, and each Bayis you put in a parsha. Now, we put them together. Now, in order to ensure, the Bir Halacha speaks about it, in order to ensure that when they're put together, and let's say they're glued together, most batim are glued together, we'll see soon. So when the batim are glued together, this ensures that the ribua will remain. You have your four batim, one next to the other. So if they're glued together, so then the ribua will remain. The Bir Halacha brings down there's a hiddur that it should be completely pudois. That means they should not be glued together. Then you have four different batim. Then it's mamish merdik. There's mamish a space between each bayis. They're not glued together. So in the tefillin it's merdik mahuda. Mahuda, you have four batim. But how long the ribua will last is debatable. Then you need it to be made by a big mumche, that he makes it in such a way that even though they're not glued together, the ribua will remain and it won't separate. Because the minute it separates, we have a problem, so you lost your ribua. It's not a square, but it starts separating. Okay. But let us just talk for a minute that he did glue them together. He glued all the four batim together, which you'll see in Mishnah Berurah. Most, that's the minute oil, and we do glue them together. Now, after we glued them together, so now they're all glued together. So theoretically, if it's glued together, now theoretically it's one big bias. It's mamish glued together. So we're saying that you have to see, after it's glued together, there has to be on the bias, you have to see there's an indentation. And here he makes a beautiful picture that there's an indentation between each bias. That means even though it's glued together, but the tops and the sides, there you can see there's an indentation. If you make such a terrific job of the gluing, so now it becomes like one bias, so it's possible. You have to see on the bias as it's four batim. So that's where Spring Glass. So you need an indentation in the bias to show that there are four different batim. Now, how far the indentation has to go down to? So that he said, the chatchila should go all the way down. And with the end, if the indentation goes partially down, and the rest of it, the glue took care of it, it looks like one big bias, it's also good. But I'll upon them, from this chalik of the indentation, we can see and recognize that there are four different batim. That is what, that is, let us again see the lashon of the Mechaber. What? Oh, no, yeah, that's a shrek. We'll see in a minute. Chiritz, now let's see the lashon of the Mechaber. Chiritz, this indentation, shebein bayis lebayis, that is between one bayis and another bayis, so she yegia ad atfa. So chatchila, it should go all the way down to the tviches of the tefillin. If it doesn't go all the way down, sheir, it's also kosher. But you need to be able to recognize this indentation. That you should be able to see that there's four roshim. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'osif kotn kuf peizayin, v'hu sheyir, avol im einoi nikar mibachutz. But if you're looking at it from the outside, he made such a good job by gluing together the four batim, so it looks like one big bayis. Av shebefnim yesh dalet batim, in reality there's four batim, v'chol parsha or parsha monachas bayis b'fnei atzmoi, and each parsha is in a separate bayis, like mahani, because we need that on the outside, We need on the outside, it should be, you can recognize that they're four bottom. Nikra acharitz. So you have to see that is al kaponim from the top of the four bottom and from the sides of the four bottom, there has to be a place where it's not glued together, so you can see that these are different bottom. Avol srita, but if I made such a good job on the gluing of the four bottom that you're looking at it like this, so it looks like one big bias. And I go now and make a line, a reshima ba'alme, loy mahani klal. This will not help at all. Ki al koponim tzoch hevdu miyat bein abatim. You need that there should be some separation between the batim, she'acharitzim nikorim amish. You should be able to see that there are four batim. And the four, you see the four batim because they are four batim, and they're not completely glued. So my mele, so now I see it's four batim. Yeah. V'chein achaya odom, miyein b'maisa ha-soifrim. The seifrim, what do the seifrim do? Shemedapkim abatim. They go and glue together all four batim. V'tochin eskol habayis betiach oibeglans. And then they go and they cover this now it's completely attached together with glue. And then they put a glance over the shiny black. But this is the shachas of it. So now you don't see anything. Like sha'isim roishim b'glance, and then in this glance they make four lines. So that doesn't accomplish anything. It has to be nikkur that there's four batim here. The bottom are completely sealed. You see one bias, and that makes lines in the glance. So that won't help the situation. Glance is a shiny covering, like a shellac, but it's black. The glance is, it's a glaze. Well, but it's that's the shachas. They smear over it, yeah. Before we learned that preferably the shachos should not have a mamoshes, but another soul that's a shiny, a black glaze is also good if al kaponim it cannot peel off. If it can peel off, it's his apostle. It's called a different entity. So he says, they take a different oir, a different skin, a different leather, and they cover the dalet batim. So mamish covered with one bigger. The roishmen boy charitzim besaken. And this outer oir, that they make reshimas. Shepiyah nirika abatim the posel by days and nasa tefillin shoyat. That now becomes tefillin shoyat. They take they covered mamish. The recognition. The knowing is not. It seems that's halach. It has to be nikkur. This is the other. It seems you have to. It has to be recognizable that there's four batim here. No. So, if you didn't, I mean, there's a hiddur that the Be'alocha brings down, and there's a shittas are going. There's a hiddur. They should not be. That they should be completely separated, not glued together. Others hold only on the bottom. Well, al kaponim, this chaluki day is how much it should be glued. But al kaponim, but the gluing should not be done in such an oifim that when I look at the bias now, I do not see the four bottom. They're completely glued together. So you have to make sure, if you're gluing it, that by the edge, you should see that's not glued. You can see that the four different bottoms. You should not glue the mamish by the top and by the sides. Yeah. Definitely it's possible. Definitely it's possible. That means if you didn't glue it, if you didn't glue it, it'll be like, it could be like that, which is very problematic. But, so now the shaila is how much glue to put in. Others, oh.
Anyway, you're not going to glue it.
Yeah. We're not going to open it, but the shaila is the chatchila, if it should be pruda ismamish, there should be four batim which are not connected one to the other. That's what others hold as a hiddah, but this is very scary because they can separate. So others hold you could put in glue, but al kaponim, I feel like you're gluing it together, but you cannot glue it completely, so you have to see that between each bias, the grooves which are between, and that should not be glued. That's what we're speaking about. And that is ma'akev b'diavad. Yeah.
They will crack. They won't. Moisture, cold, what the migrate, all that. Have to be still completely.
No. Okay. That's a shaila, what to do, what overweighs what. Others are machmas, and others are mekli. He says the minigoyim is that they do glue it. That's it.
Have to be kosher?
I don't know. I'm not pekant. I don't know.
Animal?
I don't know. That, I don't know if there's a din muta beficha. I don't know. There's a loche. There's a... I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Mem Aleph. Let's go further. Mem Aleph. Oirech, the length, the roichev, and the width. He was speaking about the square of the tefillin, habatim, the goivon, and the height. Ein lo yishio. There's no specific shear for the length and the width and the height of the batim. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So when we learn this Mechaber, we'll take it literally. So ain't like shear. So you can make the tefillin as small as you want, as big as you want. It has to be a square. That's it. But that's it. That's what I know I have to do. But how big the tefillin could be, how small the tefillin could be, the Mechaber says there's no shear. Now that's the pashtus.
Did you talk about proportion?
No, we're talking about the length and the width should be a square. How long? What? The whole thing has to be a square.
Has to be in
no, so that's not a square. No. If we have a tefillin, so let's say this is the tefillin. So if this is a square, let's say it's a square, so there has to be a square on top, and the whole height of the tefillin has to be the same square. I can't make it like a pyramid. It has to be the same square. See, this whole thing has to be a square. So that means... That's what it says. But how big the square could be, it should be 2 inches by 2 inches, 5 inches by 5 inches. You can do whatever you want. 1 inch by 1 inch, you can do whatever you want. That's one thing. And the second thing, the Mechaber says that the height does not necessarily have to be the same dimensions of the length and the width. The length of the width could be two. Yes. It can be taller, that's what he said. But it has to be a square also. That means the perimeter around the bottom has to be a square, but it doesn't have to be the same dimensions of the length and the width. So, Eilu Shiel.
But doesn't talk about this part?
We're not talking about the titul. We're talking about the bias. We're talking about the bias. And there's also Eilu Shiel. But here's also my Elisha. You can make it bigger, smaller, whatever you want. What? Now we'll talk about what's preferable. We'll talk about in a minute what's preferable. We'll come to it in a minute. We'll see. Here you don't say the bigger the better. No. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it. Eirech v'reichet. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. So you learn the Mechaber, so I'll finish. I can do whatever I want. In the Kalmokim, Nochin, Lochish, Ledivre, Hagoine, Vizashita Sagoine, Shesavrim, דגעינם הוצל החתחילה ליעשה איסם קטנים מאצבעים, מאצבעים על אצבעים והיינו עם התיתורו. Now, the Goinim say, now, this, here we have a bias. Here we have a bias. This is the bias, and this is the titura. The titura is what the bias is on. So the Goinim say that one should make sure when you measure, one should make sure when you measure the titura, when you measure the titure should not be less than two etzba'ayim or two etzba'ayim. Now, an etzba, chazanish shir, is 9/10 of an inch. So, two etzba'ayim is 9/10 of an inch. What? 1.8. 1.8, it's almost 2 inches, almost a little bit less than 2 inches. So the Goinim hold, you have to make sure that it should not be less. I mean, we're talking about the titura already, not the bias. We're talking with the titura, this whole area from here to here should not be less than 1.8 inches. This is the titura over here. Before, this is the Mabarpe. So here you have the bias, and here you have the titur underneath, so it should not be less than 1.8 inches. You measure the titur. You measure it, so it should not be... What? Not the Mabarpe, too much with the titur. With the titur, this should not be less than 1.8 inches. That's the smallest. What? We're not talking about a maximum. We're talking about a maximum soon. But a minimum shear, it should not be less from here to here, less than 1.8 inches. That's what we're saying so far. Maximum, we'll talk in a minute.
The most expensive shear is the smaller.
Okay, we'll see. Now, oirech v'roich. When we call mokim nochem, it's preferable. Lochish ledivrei hagoinim shesayim shlachatchile v'yasoisim ktanim etzbayim etzbayim. Now, lachatchile should not be smaller than 1.8 inches by 1.8 inches. V'haynu im atiture. Al kaponim, with the titure, it should be 1.8 inches. V'hayim v'yilastomit shekosuf, Deim ein machzik im etzitura zake etzba al etzba. So we're talking about preferably. It should not be less than 1.8 inches. If with the titura it's an etzba al etzba, that means it's 0.9 tenths of an inch by 1.9 tenths of an inch. Afilu b'diyevet posel. That means if it's so small, smoke so tiny, the other is possible. So the Rabbah was speaking about the smaller shear, so it should be at least 1.8 inches by 1.8 inches, and if it will be 9 tenths of an inch by 9 tenths of an inch, they hold it's possible. Now the people that have tiny tefillin, and it's less, and it's 9 tenths of an inch by 9 tenths of an inch, and then the others hold it's possible, the rabbi says it's kosher. And we call him up and see him, it's kosher, but the whole bar nefesh is a lasi satitur rocha beitez. It's kosher, perhaps, but the other, others say it's possible, but one should not make such tiny tools. Well, the bad kolaylo, now he starts speaking about something practical. Motzi mo'oid, if you have such tiny tefillin, which is an inch by an inch, motzi mo'oid beilu atfilin maktani sheparshi yeseyim geruais ad mo'oid. That means if the tefillin are so small, so we can understand how tiny the oishis and the parshis have to be. So the mamish, very small. So the parshis were not written properly because the sefer wrote the parshis, he has to make sure to write the whole parshis in a very small cloth. מצד הדחק המוקם, כאשר בעיני ראיסי הרבה מהם, that means he looked a lot of these parshis, so, and the parshis are very inferior parshis, because the sefer is forced to write tiny oisiyas, and the oisiyas are not properly written. Okay, neshem enavshe yishmer mehem. Now let us see the bir haloche. There's a bir haloche ein loishi. So the Mishnah Berurah spoke about that al kaponim, halachically, it is preferable that it should be at least 1.8 inches by 1.8 inches. That's preferable, the smallest shear. Less than that is not lechatchila. Now let's look in the bir halacha ein lo shear. So now we're speaking about in the how small it could be. Vayim b'sefer shulchan shloim mishakosa. I won't make small tefillin. I'll make sure to make bigger tefillin. To make all makom layasa tefillin gedolim ad moed. Don't make big tefillin. Why? Because then there's a different problem. The tefillin could be are beautiful, but he doesn't have a head that or a hand that, unless he's like Melech Haboshon, he doesn't have a head or a hand which will be large enough that the tefillin will be put in the right place. That means that if he has big tefillin, so it will stick over his hair, where his hair starts growing, it will go down to his forehead, and then it's possible. But the same thing that by the tefillin shel yad, God, here is a nice picture. The tefillin shel yad, so here we have where the elbow starts, and here's one big bone. Here's one big bone from the elbow to underneath the armpit. This is one big bone. And we divide this bone in half, and lechatchila, and then we have the muscle going over this bone. Lechatchila, the batim should be on the half towards the half towards the elbow, and the half of the bone. Now, if you have big tefillin, will go over, and the other half will go past the place where the muscle is, and it'll be possible. So that's why he says that. So they say the numbers are, it should be at least 1.8 by 1.8, and in Chatchila it should be 4 etzbois by 4 etzbois. So 2 etzbois is 1.8 plus 1.8 is 3.6. So that should be Chatchila between 4 inches. That should be the largest size of the one. If you put in the muscle goes over the half of the bone, and that's lechatchila not good. That means you should put it on the first half of the bone. You divide the bone in half. That's the picture, and it should be on the first half of the bone. That's it. Okay. There's a bone here. You measure with his bone. A kabbonim, he has a bone from the
elbow. I understand that. But as far as I remember, these
feet
must be connected to the left.
Okay.
He's touching the left.
Fine, okay.
In this case, this guy don't touch his kidney.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, let's go a little further. Yeah, now let's go further. Sheen shel tefillin. The sheen of the tefillin, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there should be a sheen on the tefillin. She yase bo'er habatim shel rosh. he should make from the skin of the Bayis Shalosh, kimin shin boiletes. You have a shin which is jutting out, should look more or less like a shin, and it should be jut out from the Bayis. Mikmatei ha'oil, that means, theoretically speaking, about they took like a tweezer and they pulled out from the bias, they pulled out to make a shin, and they made a shin. There's creases in the bias, and you pull out, you make a shin out of that. Echad miminoi, the echad mismoiloi. So you have two shinim, one on the right, one on the left. Shel yemin ameniach shel gimel roshim. The one on the right should have three roshim. Should have three roshim. And the one on the right should have three roshim. That's the shin. The one on the left has four roshim. That's the shin. The shin on the left is four roshim, and the shin on the right is three roshim. Fine. We'll see soon different reasons. Abba roshim. Yeah, no, okay. Miu, im hepech, but what if he put on the right side four roshim, and on the left side three roshim, ain't in it. Okay, now let us just see one thing. There is, let me just say, very interesting things that by some massive kolamachnes he brings from the Larabe. Let us just either to not carved. Carved, don't tell me carved. You pull it out. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Pashut, you pull. What? Not chiseling. That's chok teiches. No. You pull out the shin. You pull out. It's you pull when it's soft. You pull it out from the skin. That's what the Mechaber says. You make a knetch in the skin. You fold it together and you pull it out. Not you pull it out. You have soft oil and you pull out. You don't have to pull, you're pulling out. You have a soft oil. So I make a knetch in the oil, so it's like folded over. The oil is folded over the bucket machine. We'll see this another way. We'll talk about the press room. We'll talk about a press room. But I'd like to, here we'll learn soon how to make the shim, but I'd like to mention two things. One Indian, very interesting, I show. It says, V'rol kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikcho alecho v'yoru mimeko. So let us just say, Shitas Rashi, when they look at the tefillin, they'll see the Shem Hashem nikcho alecho. The Shem, what sees? They see the Shem Hashem. So the poshet, Rashi learns shat, because there's a shin on the tefillin shalosh. There's a dalit on the ritzui. In the kesher of the ritzui, there's a dalit. So you have a shin and a dalit. And then you have a yud on the tefillin shel yad. So that's the shem shakai. You have the shem shakai. So, but roiv of the shem is on the tefillin shel rosh. Ro kolam eot kishem Hashem. So they can see. That means the tefillin shel yad is covered. But the tefillin shel rosh is megule. So they'll see the shem Hashem, the shin and the dalet, so that's roiv of the shem. That's a rashi's pshat the posik. Now let's just say something interesting. The ro kol ameos ki shem Hashem nikro. So the roshi tevis of shem Hashem, he have a shin and a yud and a nun. So there's a shin. That's the ram is that they see the shin. That's the roshi tevis ki shem Hashem shin yud nun. Fine. Now. But it's very interesting. The Maaser of Kol HaMachnas brings down what's pshat in these three. The one shin has three roshim, one shin has four roshim. Very interesting. One Chadi says, Gimel Roshim Kineged Gimel Oveis. And Dalet Roshim Kineged Dalet Imois. No, no. So that we can appreciate. That means the Shechina is Shoira on us, and our connection to the Rabbi Nishlo is through the Gimel Oveis and the Dalet Imois. That's how, that is, that we can understand very good. That I don't know. I'll tell you later another reason, then we'll know the right and the left. Now, then he says something very interesting, that another pshat, why one has three and one has four, and then it'll be good, your question. There's 3 days in the week, now we're talking about the Rabbonon, it's very interesting. There's 3 days in the week that we learn the Torah, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, and 4 days in the week that we don't learn the Torah. So that's why in the Torah is nitten b'yemin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why on the right side there's three, and on the left side there's four. That's the way Rabbi brings down. Yes, so together, 3 and 4 are 7. Okay. But this is very interesting. Now, the Taz says something else. He says, what's pshat in the shin? Another inyan of the shin. He says, because there's 300 days in the year that you wear tefillin. And there's 65 days of the year you don't wear tefillin. Now what's the cheshbon? The year is 365 days. What's the 65 days you don't wear tefillin? So he says there's 52 Shabboses. 4 days of Pesach, we're talking about the Sveika de Yom and Chutz Loretz. 2 days of Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and the 4 days of Sukkot, Patzamach Hayomim, and Neila. That's the cheshbon of. That's why. So that's the Shinas Maramis, and there are 300 days of the year that we like to learn. This is going the Gui Chalamai, forget this goes with the Lizla. It works, yeah, forget it. It works with it.